Holy shit. No. There are an infinite number of possibilities for bubble wrap and rolls.
Where do you get bubble wrap and rolls?
They hit some at Walmart, I pop some of them.
I feel like such a badass.
How much
came up to you and just like, excuse me, sir, you're gonna have to leave.
Sir, you're under arrest for bobbing bubble wrap.
Like, let's say that I wanted to cover, like, a section of my street in bubble wrap and drive down it. How much would this cost me?
Well, I don't know how much it was, but it was only, like, probably, like, a foot by, like, probably, like, 20
Brandon
feet.
Doesn't even pay attention to how much shit costs when he's about to break it.
Fuck this $3,000. He's taking a crowbar to a Bugatti Veyron.
Yes.
How much is that? I can destroy it within 2 seconds.
Just shoots the bubble wrap.
Why would you shoot bubble wrap?
To destroy it. Make it pop all of them at once.
I'm pretty sure you'd hear the gunshot, not the popping of the
hole. How would it pop all of them at once?
Well, it won't pop most of them because it goes through.
He's shooting it with a mortar shell?
Yeah, mortar shell. I'm just shooting it with the tank. It'll take care of it.
You know, I'd like to point out that these levels are much better than they usually are. Usually they're, like, tiny, and you have to, like, amplify them up, right. So this is going to be much higher quality for the listeners. Anyways, now I already killed the comedy.
You fun sucker!
Welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Dries. With me today... What?
In more than one.
I'm your host.
Currently.
I believe that one time I said, I'm your whore by accident.
You did say that once.
I don't remember what episode it was. You'll have to go back and look.
Out of all, like, 16 there are.
16? There's not 16.
There's 20, isn't it?
Hey. There's 20-ish?
No, I don't think there's 20. Holy I think there's 17, isn't it? I thought we were almost legal. Or are we legal?
Almost legal.
Is this popping on
sure? We had the legal podcast.
Or wait, hold on.
But we didn't put it up.
I'll check. Oh, wait.
Go online.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I'll check it out.
Jesus.
Wait a second.
We'll figure this out.
Anyways, who's with you today?
Who's with me today? Brandon Rogala, returning from a long hiatus.
Original cast member. That's all I got to
say. Inaccurate. Kinda, sorta. You were before Adam, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here when we
OG
originally started it.
I think he was episode 3-4, wasn't he?
Either way, he's been busy with work.
For a long time.
Our cherry's being popped right now. This is 18.
We are legal. This podcast is legal.
Wait, this one doesn't
so
count.
If you
want
to fuck your computer, go ahead.
Hey.
You can do
this
that beforehand.
The one
I hear floppy drives are.
This one... Does this count the one that Adam didn't put up?
That one doesn't count. They don't need to know about it wrong.
Is that one ever going up?
Hey,
because it might.
I don't think about it. That's a good thing, though, because that didn't go up because we didn't celebrate being legal on that one.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, is it your day off, or did like, you just not work on whatever the fuck day this is?
It's basically just a day that I'm not working.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I wasn't scheduled today, and I didn't have anything to do.
Ta-da! Adam, Subot.
I'm introducing you.
No, but I said it with the wrong intonation.
We've switched my title so many times. What is my title now?
I don't know. I'm just.
Dickweed.
I liked the Eviscerator.
I'm going with straight names.
All right, I hated the Eviscerator.
Except for Roan the Lionhearted.
Wait.
Because that one's good.
But I'm the reigning champion.
AJ is the reigning champion, but it's not at your house anymore.
So I lose my title.
I was thinking about that. Hold up. Now that it's at your house, and like you have everything, you got all the equipment.
Does that make
me
the reigning champion?
No, it means that you shouldn't.
I shouldn't be the host.
I think it should be AJ.
So we're gonna just switch.
I'd rather go back to his house and keep hosting. I like hosting.
You can host.
And none of the rest of us want to host.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care.
I get to do it all now. Oh shit!
You mean you have to do it all?
Yeah,
now.
Pretty much. Anyways, AJ Weissipel.
Hero,
preach.
Roan, the lion-hearted Kirschbaum.
Aye,
that's him being lion-hearted and whatnot.
Aye.
And I already introduced myself, although I almost did it again. Mark Dries.
Your whore.
My whore. Your whore. Mark Dries. I'm really glad you guys are listening today. As I mentioned before. We are in my house instead of AJ's, which is where we usually cast AJ's basement. Because I got a new microphone and a new interface and a new tube MP.
I'm gonna lost rock. The internet.
And I lost the internet. My modem went down. right now we are podcasting you from a black hole of internet darkness because my modem broke last night. So this will only get up, I want to say Wednesday, maybe Thursday if I'm really lazy.
It won't matter for them because they'll be downloading it when it's
that's
up.
True.
So.
That's true.
Time paradox.
They won't even. Oh, they won't even know that my internet was down until it's back up.
What is going on?
That's how talented we are at podcasting.
Future pizza.
Future pizza.
Oh yeah.
We forgot. Need to set this up. We should call for future pizza this time.
You can't call for future pizza.
What?
You have to order it online.
Oh wait, we don't
get it.
I can wait. No, we just downloaded Audacity.
True,
and managed to get away with it without crashing.
Wait, so everyone keep your phones off.
I'll turn off my
I think
iPod
if we turn off our iPods again, I will be able to get on the internet long enough to order future pizza if we so desire. I need to explain what the future pizza is. The plan here, okay, premise, Domino's now has an online service. You can order pizza and set it to be at a later date, at a later time, so you can be like, yeah, I want pizza on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And they'll bring it at Tuesday at 4 o'clock. and we have a plan that we are going to order this future pizza on this podcast for the next podcast.
So we need to know exactly when we're podcasting next.
This is exactly right.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I ordered Jimmy John's, I think it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Basically, like 10 minutes after I ordered online, they were there. It was insane.
Jimmy John's is fast.
They're fast.
Jimmy John's is very fast.
Good. I think
give us money, Jimmy John's.
I think that their slogan. Their slogan's crazy fast, isn't it?
Yeah, freaky fast. I believe was their slogan.
Ooh, freaky. That's true because I like their commercials because there's this one. Have you guys seen the one where he's like sitting in a traffic jam?
Yeah.
Calls Jimmy John's, hangs up, a guy pulls up on a bike, and he gives him a sandwich.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
That was fun.
I wonder if they actually do that.
I hoped.
I don't think they would, but
that would be insane.
I would request it on the phone and be like, now I want someone to pull up on a bike in my car.
Dude, I didn't know.
That'd be cool.
I think this just means that if they refuse to do that, we need to open up a new enterprise of business where you are going to bike around inside of traffic jams and sell sandwiches.
Oh, I thought you said...
It sounds like something to do with the Mexican border.
Exactly.
When they're waiting for it to get across the border patrol.
Yeah, except that's cocaine.
I mean, what?
Oh! that didn't happen.
That's cocaine.
Huh? Oh, this is a good podcast. We don't have any news.
I got news.
You got news.
It's just... Might not be the best quality. It's just what I remember.
Well, we only accept the finest quality of news
and Laser Gamers podcast. Okay.
Well, the first order of business that I found as the news pup.
News pup?
Yeah, the news pup. Well, I didn't want to say news hound because I don't know.
You're the news hound.
Okay, fine. The news hound. Okay, I want to talk about Insomniac's new game, but I don't think any of you know what that is.
I don't remember
the title.
You don't even know what it is.
Okay, that's because when I looked it up...
You forgot.
When I wrote down the news, I did it last night. I'm going to look up the title right now because we're not ordering future pizza.
Is it the four-man co-op one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the title.
I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm going to Nerd Herd. I know that's where I posted it.
Yeah, you posted it there.
Wait. Is it going to be split screen?
I don't know.
They didn't say yet.
I don't even know what platform it's for.
It's for Xbox and PlayStation. I don't know about PC.
Mm. There are three very
cool Overstrike. Games. That's what it's
Overstrike.
Called.
That's Overstrike.
There are three very cool games we need to talk about, too.
What are the three very
Crown,
cool games we need to talk
Bastion,
about?
Bastion and El Shaddai.
I've heard of Bastion. We don't know much about El Shaddai yet.
That is true.
It looks really awesome.
I think I've heard of that.
That's true.
So even though they're both
you can talk about is
I'm clueless right now.
Oh, well, we
are
should explain
PC
El Shaddai
games?
To him. No, so El Shaddai is for
all PC,
Xbox, and PlayStation.
No. Bastion's not a PC. That's, I think...
Bastion. No, it just came out for PC. It's a game.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, then that I'm pretty sure that game is on other things, is it?
Yeah, it's on Xbox and PS3 as well, I think.
I need to appreciate the
sound waves
here.
Xbox.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
No. Stop. Adam. Okay, Brennan, make some noise.
Hello!
I'm looking at this because I think
it's
Never mind. Well, no, I was thinking that one side was was left and one side was right, but it's actually the decimals.
That would be insane.
That would be insane. I'm pretty sure it's doing that, though.
Audacity only records in mono tracks.
Does it really?
Yep.
No, I think you can get duo, you just have to do max.
No, you cannot. I've attempted this with Audacity in previous endeavors.
Then why does it let you make
it? It always compresses it down after you... If you try and save multiple tracks, it always says, we're going to compress it down.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ableton probably would have recorded it in stereo, but...
Well, you were too fucking lazy to figure out Ableton, weren't you?
Oh, well, I didn't see you jumping up to the plate here.
No, because not my computer, not my house.
Exactly.
Not my rules.
So get out.
No problem.
Oh! So
get out. All right, wait. So there was news about that game, Overstrike?
Overstrike, I just want it, because we never talked about it.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought it was worth mentioning.
It's 4-man co-op, right?
Yeah, there's 4 different characters, obviously.
Each one does different things.
Yeah, the main guy is like...
It's Borderlands.
Yeah, kind of. It's, yeah. A lot of the classes are very similar. One guy, he's got like this shield, and like, if you're getting shot at, like it'll stop the bullets, and it can like shoot him out, and... He's like the tank, apparently. He's the leader of the group. And there's this one chick, and she's basically Lilith from Borderlands. She can go invisible and fuck shit up. And then,
why is it that the women always go invisible?
I don't know, because
dudes aren't allowed to go invisible. Silent. Sexism in the industry.
Yep. Well, because then there's just like the thing, if their powers that make only them invisible, then they can take their clothes off, and then they're like naked and shit. That's and what they did in the Fantastic Four. So, I'm just...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyways, then the other class is an Asian...
Fantastic Four, the pinnacle of scientific accuracy.
Then, anyways, there's another guy who has...
got an image of Doom and Lord Sidious. Just
I just thought about an MF Doom song.
His name...
I just passed around on this one.
Anyways.
Continuing.
The other two classes, there's a... like an Asian man who has like an exploding crossbow or something. I don't know if it explodes. No, it's electric. That's what it was. It was electric. And
mind you, AJ doesn't care that the man is Asian. But if you have an electric bow, people are going to notice what kind of person you are, being Asian and whatnot.
Yes, and then there's some other chick who has like a gun who shoots out goopy material. It's like metal. Foam and then like it expands.
It's like this
liquid metal and then like shoots on them and it like expands and it like crushes their face. And if your teammate shoots it, it explodes.
Yeah, it looks it looks like a cross between what did I say?
Borderlands. You said Borderlands and Bulletstorm, I think, or Bulletstorm and something.
It was Bulletstorm and something. It definitely
Borderlands, Bulletstorm, and bread.
Yes. That sentence was brought to you by the letter B, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, what was it? Bulletstorm and...
Dude, instead of
aren't
trying...
Aren't you on?
Pull it up,
it was a comment.
Try and think of what it's like. Because I know what you're doing right now is thinking, like, what did I say before?
That's not a terrible idea.
But, like...
Hold on.
And suddenly the listeners shut us off.
Two
they
comments.
Wouldn't shut us off. Or I'll track them down.
Looks like a cross between Bulletstorm and Deus Ex.
Deus Ex. That's what it looks like.
Deus Ex.
Yes. Deus Ex.
That's how I say it.
Hey, that came out
that
tomorrow.
That sounds like a command. Like, Deus Ex.
Not to them.
That comes out yesterday for you guys.
Or the day before yesterday, depending on...
Or
the
Human Revolution. It's going to be
can we just say it's Tuesday?
We could just say that.
It's gonna come out on Tuesday.
Which already happened for you.
Deus
which
X.
already
is that the
happened
23rd?
For you. It came out on Tuesday.
The 23rd?
Yeah, we should.
I guess,
say the
sure. That sounds
that
like it's
that would make sense.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? We never say the date, like what day it is that
oh,
we're
oh, yeah, because when are we gonna do that? Okay, it is August 22nd, 2011.
2011, just in case you are way behind.
At 4:57 p.m.
There
4:57 p.m.
If any listeners in
Central
2050 are listening,
U.S. Central Time Zone.
Yeah, let's just tell them where you live so they can find us.
I said Central. That was not specific.
I know.
Don't want to tell them.
My vote is that we do tell them where you live.
Most of our listeners are in the same state as us, anyways.
Yeah,
and then there's like a few in Iowa.
If you visit us here, I will give you $20.
Wherever even Nini lives.
She lives in Wisconsin, I think.
Does she?
Oh no, she's gonna get killed!
She's gonna
get killed!
We're sorry if you wind up in a river, Evanini.
I have no idea though. I would have no way of telling. I just assumed, I guess. And so I was just like, oh,
I thought we said that she was our Idaho listener.
I just assumed.
Oh, Idaho! It wasn't Iowa, it was Idaho.
It's like Idaho!
Utaho.
Utaho.
Damn, focus straight.
Utaho, no Idaho.
I see what you did there.
Did I mention that Overstrike is being made by Insomniac?
Yes.
You did.
Okay. What else is Insomniac made? I don't...
Resistance 3 okay. And Ratchet and Clank.
Okay.
There. I like Ratchet and Clank.
We know what type of humor to expect.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I like that Overstrike trailer, because when that guy uses his shield thing with the bullets to kill the guy, he's like,
he's awesome. Like grossed out by his own weapon.
Yeah, so that'll be a pretty cool game, I'm hoping.
Hopefully.
Do you have a hair tie? Oh, no, it's a rubber band.
A hair tie.
I will proceed to play with this rubber band.
All right, whatever keeps you occupied.
all right, they just don't want to go on to new news, or do you guys have
Ron and I were going to talk about Prawn, because that game is addicting and the head trip.
How do you spell
Prawn!
Prown.
Game was very
different
good.
Than PR0N, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was Prawn. PR0.
I was on Prawn, I think.
Was it Prawn? Prawn?
No.
Prawn? I assumed it was Prawn, I don't know.
Well, I think that's just too
like the creatures from
you're
District
right.
9?
Yes, like the creatures
prawn?
From District 9.
I'm guessing you're right.
Or the creatures from the sea.
Like
I'm guessing you're right, because
so
then it'll rhyme with Prawn.
That's true.
Great Prawn. Prawn.
Yeah, even though they're not spelled the same at all.
Okay.
Prawn?
Anyways, basically what this game is
you're a ball.
You're a ball.
Is it like
you play as a ball. It's a racing game. You play as a ball, and you're on a pipe.
Wait, and this isn't about porn. You're sure?
Yes, sir.
You're a ball.
It's not like monkey balls, right?
I see.
It's not like monkey balls.
GameCube.
Okay. It's not like monkey balls.
Here's check it out.
That sounds so bad.
You are a ball on a pipe,
balls.
And you're
monkey
racing through abstract paintings.
Yeah, oh, it's
like the Mona Lisa.
That is not an abstract painting.
That is
abstract like
that's like a
Picasso or abstract
yeah.
Like Salvador Dali.
Like that's surrealism.
Yes, but surrealism is
more
about
like
Starry
like,
Night.
Man, think like shapes
not
and crafts.
Jackson
balls.
Pollock, but just like shapes and stuff.
Oh, like Mark Rothko.
Sure. Why not?
Whatever.
Like so
anything like that.
But you're dodging things inside of this painting, so that you know, like triangles and balls. This I can't.
This is just a pornographic game.
You guys are a fucking asshole.
It's really good though.
Okay,
go on. When you start with "you're a ball on a pipe
dodging other balls,"
what kind of balls? Specify what kind of balls.
Balls of paint.
There we go. That
and stuff like that.
Better.
You're dodging things.
Oh,
right?
So it's like paint.
And you're trying to race the other balls to get to the finish faster.
Okay. Now that we've cleared that
yeah.
up.
So that
it's
you can
really
impregnate
cool,
her.
The music is...
So the way... Just the way that we are describing this does not do it justice.
The music is really good.
The music is like this awesome jazz that is playing in the background.
Jazz
of
Matanz.
Well.
Is it PC?
Yeah, it's PC.
When's it coming out?
It's already out.
Man, if you click on
Yesterday.
You can see the paintings that it was like
based
inspired
on.
By. It was yeah. sweet. But I suggest downloading it. Like, it's free, but you can pay money for it and, like, get another map or something like that. And,
ooh,
like, four maps
DLC.
Total, plus five if you pay, like, a buck or $50 or however much you want to pay for it.
Yeah, it's one of those pay-as-you-want systems.
Yep.
I hate
ooh,
those, actually.
I like those.
You hate those,
why?
Adam?
I like them because I get free
I'm a pirate,
shit.
And I'm just like, just give me it all and then I'll download it. Damn you, Mark, you've corrupted me.
Arrgh, you're a pirate.
Those have actually proven to be very, profitable. What's the word? Profitable. Profitable is a good word. Economically viable.
Green.
Farmville
is a pay-as-you-want.
Anyway,
isn't
the
that
point
have
is
to do with, like, menstruation?
Yeah,
opulent
is another porn reference, I think.
The point is that they did this game right. Like, and you should check it out. Whoever you are.
Yeah. P-R-O-U-N. It's fun. The graphically, it's really simplistic, but then there's all sorts of focal blurring and stuff that make it really actually quite good to look at.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anyways, if you had other news, AJ.
Oh, I got other
news. We can talk about El Shaddai.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know enough about those that I could speak on behalf of them.
Here's a quickie.
Anyway, they seem like artistic games.
There's a... Yeah, there's a PS3 price drop, and it's now $250. Boom! Quick one.
Wait, what?
PS3 price drop.
Now $250, the same price that the Wii was when it came out.
Yeah, for a better system.
That is expensive.
Wait, how many gigs is
that?
Wait,
160.
Well, I mean...
So that means that Heavy Rain would only cost me $300.
Yes. Well, no, Heavy Rain's not even $50. You could get it for like $20.
Oh, gasp!
Or you could just borrow it from me for free.
So Heavy Rain is only like... $270.
Jason! Yes.
Jason!
We have to finish this game.
We should.
Today.
Jason!
I'm free.
We could, actually, if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, okay. Battlefield 3 awesomeness and co-op.
Oh, yeah? There's co-op in Battlefield 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I told you about that. Mark.
You did?
I told you about it when we watched In Bruges. All right,
well, just tell me about it again.
All right.
I couldn't focus while we were watching In Bruges.
Well, it was before we even watched it, sir. Anyways, okay. So, the co-op demo they showed, it was running on PS3. It looked pretty good. Not as good as the PC. But, okay. So,
fuck you, PC fans.
No, thank you.
Anyways, the gist of this co-op demo was, it's two-person, and you had to save, like, this very important person from terrorists. Of course.
VIP.
Yeah.
Jinx Yumi Soda.
God damn.
And so you're running through this building.
Hey up.
And you gotta be kinda quiet, you know, with your
nope.
Your suppressors and shit.
Not the soda. That's a juice.
And then
that is.
Yeah, so you save the VIP and then you're running through the streets, nobody's listening to me.
I'm listening. I watched the video.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, wait.
Mark and I are talking
just keep
this.
Going because the listeners don't want to hear it again if they were paying attention.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to repeat myself. And then they put the VIP in a Jeep and the Jeep's going and then all of a sudden they get attacked by more like terrorists or whatever and then they're shooting. It's
always more terrorists.
It was like. I read the comments on the IGN website. It was really awkward because, like, it was two, like, British or Australian people.
Oh, yeah, that
was
weird.
Some guy thought he was, like, actually in the game. The guy's like, okay, I'm walking inside. And then some other guy's like, roger that. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. They're actually, like, spec ops people. They're like, all right, clear.
Okay.
I mean, it would be fun, but it was just kind of,
like,
weird listening to it.
See the guy on the left? I'll get him. Okay, got the guy on the right. Okay, 3, 2,
well, we
one,
did that, though,
yeah,
when we
know,
played
but,
Battle, or Call of Duty.
But you don't want to watch the audience, though. I mean, like,
well, yeah, it did sound weird.
Oh, you guys don't all have PCs.
We have a big SWAT team right now.
Oh,
it would be
oh my God.
SWAT 4, it would be a blast.
We'd have to go to my house or Roan's house, though, because
internet's
down, and I don't think the modem would work for LAN, even, would it?
It does work for LAN. I played Borderlands with Carrie and Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Borderlands
is fun.
Good late. Shit.
Borderlands 2! Forgot about this shit.
Oh my god! Save.
Borderlands 2, there's one returning. Okay, they haven't announced that much, but what do they have announced?
AJ, slow down your speaking. It's only been 23 minutes.
Okay. There's been two classes
slower.
Announced. Whoa.
Slower.
Fuck off. One is an old class that's returning. It's Lilith's class, the Siren. That's going to be in it. They haven't announced. They haven't showed what it's going to look like. Because you can't play as anybody from the original one. They're going to be NPCs, which can't be them. Which I guess is okay. And then there's a new class called the Gunzerker. And his special, like Lilith's, is to go invisible and explode when she goes invisible and shit.
Oh, wait. Let me guess what his special is. Is it something to do with gaining a lot of attack but losing defense?
No, dual wielding.
Oh,
you can dual wield whatever. So you can do like a shotgun and rocket launcher, be all cool. And then
Kimbo.
Yeah, Kimbo. Yeah, and yeah, and I think he can use all the weapons, or he's proficient with like all the guns in the game. And so he basically looks like Brick from the first game, but with a mohawk and like an orange t-shirt or something, and overalls or something. I don't remember exactly what it looks like, but he has a blue mohawk, so he's cool. Oh, and he has a band-aid on his nose for some reason.
No, I'm guessing that you can change the color of the moment.
I'm assuming. Well, I think the customization is going to go a little deeper. I'm hoping. It sounds like they're going to try to make it a little better.
So maybe, like, you can change how your ear looks or something.
Yeah, can't remove that band-aid, though.
Yeah, I can't remove the band-aid. Band-aid's got to stay.
Put a zit on it.
Oh, they also said that Pandora's going to be more diverse now. It's not going to be just fucking rocks everywhere. You know?
Oh, okay. That's
going to be more snow and more grass and stuff.
Sure. I really want that piece of customization in your game. Number zits.
You probably do it in Saints Row. Speaking of Saints Row,
AJ, you're very talented at this hosting thing, aren't you?
I'm not hosting, I'm just segueing. I'm the news hound. Alright.
News pump.
The news
You know what? You're promoted to news hound.
Yes. Alright. Do I get paid more?
No.
Or do I not get paid at all?
Yeah. No, wait.
You get paid more on a percentile basis.
I was going to say, on a percentile basis. So you'll get 10% more.
Yes!
No, that's what? No, I want it. 180% more.
Yes! Finally!
Dude, let's up it. Finally. That's not enough.
You're
that's
right. Not 1,000,000,000% more than
holy
nothing.
Shit! That's like everything! Times a zillion! Okay, anyways. Saints Row 3.
Hold on.
Any
listeners that don't understand math, 0 times anything is 0.
I get it now.
Continue.
Yeah, anyways. So... Do any of you other than Brandon know anything about Saints Row?
I don't like Saints Row.
I've never heard of Saints Row.
AJ's giving me the O face.
Get the fuck out.
It's my house, you guys.
Get the fuck out.
Well, guess what?
No, he's still kicking you out. No.
It's basically GTA's crazy cocaine-addicted cousin that just... It's fucking insane, and this game's gonna be even more insane.
Wait, basically wait. Everything's over the top.
So it's like Kane and Lynch.
No,
oh, it's even more serious. It's like...
Huh?
I said Kane and Lynch is pretty serious and realistic.
Mm. For the most part. I mean, there are some over-the-top parts, like when he's down in pills. Like
okay, so basically...
Depends what pills they were.
Yeah,
by defining over-the-top, you can basically customize your guy. As you can streak. But, I mean, you can be naked, but it's going to be all blocked.
Which is
the
funny.
Private parts. Because... Mm. Remember we went streaking in the mall?
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. We went through the mall showing everybody our schlong.
Oh, yeah, we were like riding ATVs and shit in the mall.
Specifically.
And then we put thongs on it. It was a good time.
This isn't the story about
the...
No, this isn't the story I was saying about the
insane, not real life.
In Saints Row 2.
Wait. So what's good about this game? Like, what makes it...
I like it more than GTA sometimes. I mean, GTA is good for story. Saints Row is good for just fucking with shit. Like, just having a good time. They have a dildo sword as a weapon. It's a big-ass purple dildo on a stick. And you can hit people with it.
And don't know whose vagina can take something like that.
I don't know. Then they got, like...
You're skipping a few key figures in this. Paris Hilton.
good
Sarah
point.
Palin. That's Sarah Palin. That one chick who died of cocaine overdose, like, a year ago. What's her name?
Pamela Anderson? No, that wasn't
She's
her.
Dead?
No,
do you mean like 2 months ago, Amy Winehouse?
No.
I saw a CD of hers at the exclusive company in the news section. I was like, what the fuck?
No. Not too soon.
Don't give shits
about
Amy
I made
Amy
a joke
Winehouse.
About it the next day. I said they should have sent her to rehab, but she wouldn't go, no. And then our podcast went to hell.
Like Amy Winehouse.
We were like in hell.
We saw her down there.
No, now we're just in the frozen
zone. Oh, now we're just...
Yep. It's like a grocery store.
Who did we betray? Our listeners.
Benedict Arnold.
We betrayed Benedict Arnold.
Yep.
He listens.
Yep. Anyways.
Back to Saints Row. There's two more things I wanted to touch up on. There is awesome weapon. What?
No more British voice.
Apparently. Oh, that made me sad. I loved having a British voice in that game because then you could like taunt people and be like, "You wanker!"
You know
and
what?
Stuff is hilarious.
Wait, what was a good quote from that movie?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah. He like pretends to jerk himself off in your face. That was fun. This game's for like 4-year-olds, but like, or it's like so immature, but it's awesome. And there's some great weapons in this one, like the Apoco Fists, which are basically really big, like, you know those like Hulk fists that you put on, and your fists are really big and they make noises? Well, think of those, but they look more human, and when you punch somebody, they explode into a billion pieces.
The people explode?
Yeah, the people explode.
Oh, I thought you meant the fist thing.
Oh, no, that
seems kind of useless.
Yeah, it's kind of useless. And then there's this this guy called Professor Genki, and he has a show called Professor Genki's Reality Climax. And he has this car that has a cannon on it, and it has like this big cat face because he wears like this cat suit. And when you run people
sounds
over,
like that kind of host.
Yeah, exactly. And when he runs people over,
probably looks just like you.
They go into in the car, and you can fire the people out of the cannon. Like it's Professor Genki's manipult. And then he has like this octopus gun that when you shoot people, the octopus goes on their head and like makes them mindless, and like controls them or whatever. And then you can just set it off to explode like C4 whenever you want.
Yeah, like I said, this game is way over the top.
Yeah, it sounds like so much fun to play. Like, just sandbox, like, and the story was pretty funny in the original one. It wasn't really that serious, but it was pretty funny just to, like, listen to your British guy.
I forgot the point of this story.
What?
I forgot the point.
Of what?
To get famous.
Saints Row?
Wasn't to get famous?
Oh, the story of the game?
No. I forgot the story of why we brought up Saints Row.
Because
3 is coming out.
Okay.
And it was on my news list, and we made some kind of segue. I don't remember how we did that.
I'll have to listen to it. Whatever.
But it's what got you promoted.
Yeah, it is.
It is what got you promoted.
Yes.
To News Hound.
Yeah.
Getting paid $0.
Just like everybody else.
1,000,000%
what?
Of zero.
You're not... I'm getting paid.
What the fuck? I demand a raise!
We only get 2,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
2,000,000%.
Times zero.
Fine. You'll have to demand a larger raise. 2,000,000,000.
Oh, okay.
They get 2,000,000,000%.
Next piece of news.
Yeah.
We have news.
More news. Hold on.
I like how Brandon said news.
Deus Ex we talked about. Oh, Dragon Age 3. That was kind of announced.
Dragon Age 2 was kind of a POS, though.
It was. I didn't play either of them, so.
Either.
That's the pronoun.
Just the starting fluid for cars.
Yes.
Straight in the intake.
Yes.
Anyone knows what that is.
What?
Isn't some listener out there knows about cars? Maybe.
Isn't Dragon Age 2 though? Isn't it a POS because it was like made for console controls, or is
it was made for console controls and it was very rushed on the release?
And yeah, really, it's coming out already.
The Dragon Age 1 was supposed to be like more of a classical RPG, and then right. Number 2 was like, oh hey guys, we're an action RPG now. And so most of its fans are like, okay, what the fuck?
You know what's going to dominate?
Which sounds like what they're doing to Mass Effect 3.
Skyrim.
Don't know! I thought we were never going to bring that game up.
What,
why?
Skyrim?
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls is awesome.
When did we say we weren't going to bring it up?
Yeah, go
I'm
for
not
it.
Excited for it, but...
You can talk about it if you want it to.
Oh my god. Well, if Devin listens about this, he's going to be jizzing himself right now.
Yeah, every day.
Oh my god, Skyrim!
11-11-11-11-11-11-11! I swear his head's going to fucking explode.
Well, I mean, it seems like a pretty
is it
going to
be... Are they going to have a midnight release?
Probably.
It's probably not going to be that big, like, Modern Warfare.
Yeah, Modern
Warfare. It's going to be... Okay, it's...
Modern Warfare.
It's going to be between Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3. But
I want to go to the midnight release of Battlefield 3, even though I'll be buying it from Amazon.
You know,
so
I'll
go to the midnight release. Hey guys, instead of talking about Skyrim, can we talk about Morrowind?
Okay.
I haven't played
Morrowind.
Morrowind really? Played Oblivion.
I've played Oblivion.
Because that was
I'm
like,
actually playing Oblivion right now.
Was
played Daggerfall?
And loving it.
Well, fuck, dude. I don't remember what
it was for.
It was...
Elder Scrolls 3 was Morrowind.
Oh, okay.
Daggerfall was my favorite. Number 2.
You bought the 5th anniversary.
No, I just played Morrowind.
Guys, stop! We have two conversations. Which one is more important?
Ours.
Yeah.
The 5th anniversary edition of Oblivion.
No, yeah. Fucking Daggerfall, it's so intense. Because, like...
I'll let you guys fight to the death.
In Oblivion, there's supposed to be, like, choices that you make affect shit. But it doesn't really, and everything you can get over everything.
Mm.
Whereas in Daggerfall, you could like
Fable.
In Daggerfall,
I played Fable 2 for Xbox.
In Daggerfall, if you accidentally like killed a guard or injured somebody, the whole town was up in arms after you, and you would either be punished by death or you would leave the town and be hated by that town forever. And it would like the entire world was affected by what the fuck you did.
Is Daggerfall...
Wait, so is this part of Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, it was number 2.
Oh, it was number 2.
Actually, Mark, in Fable 3, there are a lot of things that you could do that affect things.
The first one's
like, if you wanted to, you could kill everyone in your place off.
Wait, everyone in the world. Did you guys like Fable 2? Or is that kind of like a fail?
It was okay. I liked Fable 1's combat more than any of the other ones, but Fable 3 had the coolest choices.
Well, yeah, Fable 2, it's just, I don't know, I played four or five hours. Yeah, just go ahead. It's not even important.
But this is about Morrowind.
Then why are we talking about Fable?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
What I was wondering about was the latest on Halo. Since Bungie's no longer with Microsoft, I heard they're bringing out a new Halo.
Dude, I forgot about what's it actually called.
Yeah, like who's making it and what's it going to be called and what's the
purpose. We're great at this. We don't even.
I don't even. I like. Here's what we do. We bring up stuff for other people to look into.
I like Halo 1.
Write in and tell us who's making the new Halo.
Yeah.
Do our job for us, please.
Yeah, please.
Actually, you know what?
A better podcast. Because
otherwise no one else is going
to. Well, if I actually liked Halo, I probably would have looked into
it. You know what I'm excited for?
What?
Rowan reads things.
Did you get him something to read?
Fine. I read more news.
Fuck that news. No.
Well, all I was going to talk...
There is a lot more news.
All I wanted to really talk about was Resistance 3, but no one else probably wants to.
Yes.
Dude, go for it. Have a blast.
I'm
gonna choose something. It looks out
awesome.
Here.
No, we gotta do this as a team.
Yeah, it's teamwork.
I even like the word team. You probably thought this was a picture of my family. Wrong, but it's not. It's a picture of the A-team.
There's me and team.
If you spell there's that. What are the names on the A-team?
Jewelry Man.
That he said?
Jewelry Man. Vincent O'Doyle. Jewelry Man. It just doesn't acknowledge the last one.
Yeah.
Resistance.
We're talking about IT Crowd.
Yeah, you want to talk about Resistance?
It's a British council. Well, talk about Resistance.
I don't know how to start off.
Okay, the Chimera has taken everything over. There's no
hope. You know what a Chimera is? Scientifically?
Do I know?
Yes.
It's an alien being.
No. It's like actual science. Do you know what a Chimera is?
It's a band.
He's right. It's a
mythical creature.
A hermaphrodite animal.
Oh,
a mixture
yeah,
of animals.
I'm science. Thinking of the mythical creature.
Yeah, the mythical creature.
Snake, goat, and lion. That's the one I know.
One of the creatures that becomes a chimera is anglerfish, the ones with the things that come out of their head. The male will actually bite a piece off of the female and swallow it until they become fused. So that the male anglerfish can ejaculate into the female and just produce babies constantly.
That sounds interesting.
That's what a chimera is. Enjoy your aliens, retards.
Which of you?
Maybe that's how...
He's pretending to cry right now.
Maybe that's
wait, so who is making chimeras into aliens? Like, what the hell is that? Why?
It's not... Wait, is it,
I think there's
is it spelled a different way, though?
No, I think they're actually like a cross between some fucked up species and humans.
Well,
because they can turn humans into them.
Well, yeah.
So there's
okay.
I don't remember.
And they use the heat stacks on their back.
Yeah, because what is it? Their body's temperature's like so cold they need to maintain like a. I don't remember. I didn't pay enough attention the first game because we were burning through it. I'll probably have to play it again. Second one was better anyway.
You found a good one.
Oh yes,
cool.
And then
hey, go look at it in the book to make sure that it's like okay.
Interrupting it.
Whatever, just go read about Resistance 3. Whatever, there, read that fucking book.
We have a segment for you guys.
16 players.
Oh my god, this is gonna be a good segment.
What? Wait!
One more piece of news. Specifically, I know we talked about Battlefield before.
Give choices too.
This could actually be something slightly relevant. Battlefield 3 console servers have been made smaller, and the maps are going to be smaller than the PC version.
Yeah, 24 players.
If you can, that's like another one versus at least one choice, you know.
Which I think they should up it to 32. That
yeah.
makes sense. It's not going to be. It's not a
you wouldn't
enormous
think
amount of players.
Yeah, that wouldn't ruin it that much. I mean, that's bad company amount, so it shouldn't be that bad. I like bad company too. As long as they don't fuck over the jets
I guess it's
and
better
shit.
Than. Wait, does anyone know what. The Modern Warfare,
it's probably less.
Isn't it like 16?
Yeah, I think it's 16.
Why are you comparing those?
I'm just saying, Modern Warfare,
okay.
Well, you know, it's like smaller, but.
It has the same amount of it's action.
Wait, do they have 16? Is it 16?
Yeah,
or
I'm pretty sure it's,
I
no,
say
it's 16 8 per team, though. I think, isn't it?
8 per team,
so yeah,
8
per team.
Okay, because I was going to say.
Or I think there's sometimes 4 teams of 4 as well. Although
yeah,
I don't play Modern Warfare.
I don't know.
I haven't played that game for
God knows.
I don't plan. But see, that. the thing about Modern Warfare and games like that is that they made the map smaller to accommodate that amount of people.
Yeah.
And I think Battlefield is doing the same thing.
So I don't think it will be too bad. As long as they keep the jets and everything, it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, they should.
Well, and see, that's a question on its own. How are they going to accommodate vehicles in smaller maps?
Well,
ooh,
you know the boundaries?
Yeah.
Or, like, just if you're an infantryman, like...
They change when you get in a helicopter.
Yeah, because if you get in a helicopter, it opens up.
Does a little bit, so you can have more time to turn and stuff.
I'm guessing for jets, it's going to be a pretty large area.
That's in Bad Company.
That's in Bad
Company.
But
I'm assuming they would still do it.
Okay.
So... It shouldn't be too big a deal.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I hope the maps are going to be bigger than Bad Company, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's too bad that the Caspian... Have you seen the Caspian Border gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
It was running on PC to show the crazy, like, battles of 64 people.
Yeah, yeah,
but I would have liked to see that map PS3 just to get... Because that was a big-ass map. So I would just like
just
to see...
Just to get a feel for how different
it would be.
Sure. I don't know how you said. I totally forgot what I was about to say. It was something about the maps. You know that much. what was I gonna ask? It was that with you said I hope the maps are bigger than Battlefield Bad Company 2 at least, right? But isn't the max for Bad Company 64?
No, it's
24.
It's 24.
Yeah, they haven't increased it at all. Which
I'm pretty sure it's 32 on PC.
For Bad Company?
Yeah,
I agree with Mark. He's right.
Well, I don't think it is for us.
No,
I'm pretty sure
not.
It's 12 per
team. So it's already different, and they didn't make a fuss about it.
I don't see why they had to make a fuss about
it
this time.
Now?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a lot bigger because for PC it's going to be 64. And everyone's like, holy fuck, that's...
Okay,
there
I see.
Other games that had 64.
And then they're like, but for consoles it's going to be a lot less.
Apparently, DICE or EA, they did like a test.
They said, you don't have more fun with more players. But I'm like, yeah, but
it's
with
like
a bigger map and
many,
a few more players make
how many
a difference. They're like, after this point, it stops being fun or something.
Was it like 30 or something?
Yeah, they're like, after 30, it just starts to be a pain in the ass or something. I'm like, what?
It really, I think it really all depends on the size of the map compared to how many people are in it. Because I've been in, and I would say it all depends on the players as well, because I've been what's the map, the really big one with all the tanks everywhere in Bad Company 2?
Heavy Metal.
I've been in Heavy Metal with, like, 4 people, and it's been a blast.
Really?
Yeah. It depends on the players.
It does depend on the players, because it's really, on the PC, do you guys have a problem, like, if whoever has the chopper and, like, whoever's super good, you just get owned? Like, do you have that problem?
I wouldn't say that's a problem, no.
Oh, for us, like...
I think choppers are hard to fly on PC, though.
Yeah, they're a little easy to fly.
Whoever has a chopper, like, and they're actually really skilled with it, basically, and on the consoles, you're fucked.
Mm.
It's too hard to hit it.
They're definitely... Oh, really?
Because the tracer I always miss. Well, maybe I'm just a shitty shot with the tracer, but...
Because I can usually hit with I don't use anything other than the RPG-7 as the engineer.
Oh, really?
Because I just got really good with the RPG-7.
Yeah.
And I can hit every time with it.
Nice.
Oh, well, not every time, but you know, I more often than not will be able to hit a flying vehicle with the RPG-7. So why would it be different on console, or is there a reason you just think it's...
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
maybe
I think it's
experience, like, for the players. I think PC gamers are probably more hardcore. Like,
I'd say that's probably accurate.
They know more.
Then it's probably easier to aim.
Actually, what I would say is that there's just as hard a core of people, but there's more people who don't know what the fuck they're doing on console.
Yeah, because on console, it's like somebody... It's a lot of people have, like, a PS3 or 360, so, like, oh, you know, I'm not really that good at FPS. I'll just go pick this up.
Exactly. I'll just get this helicopter and fuck everybody over.
Yeah, exactly. They have computers, but they don't...
If you have a computer and you game on it, then...
Yeah, if you have a computer that can run Bad Company 2, you've game before, you know what's happening in it.
Yeah, because on the console, like, me and AJ, when we're always on teams, we always get fucked. Mm-hmm. We always get, like, on the bad team. Everyone's like, oh, let's go drive in a tank.
Let's shoot each other.
See if these anti-tank mines are ours. So let's just drive over them.
Like, I gotta tell this awesome story.
Brandon and I were in a tank. I was sitting there. It was Panama Canal. Okay, so you know how there's like that dip?
Yeah, we were right by sea, and then it goes down.
Alright, I know where you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, so we were in a tank. We were right there. I was about to go down. I'm like, shit, there's 18 mines. I stop. Teammate runs into me with the branches. He keeps like pushing forward. I'm like, fine, asshole, you can go blow up. I back up. He goes down there like a dumbass, and I watch him explode.
Oh my god,
it's so fucking awesome.
Classy.
I just flicked him off as it happened. I'm like, fuck you. Rome. Thanks for clearing my path.
Rome reads things.
That's great.
Starring Rome Kirschbaum.
Hold on, today
we picked a fine selection for Rone Kirschbaum to read here.
Today,
AARP magazine
with Michelle Obama on the
with
cover.
With Michelle Obama on the cover. What is this? What is the article?
The article is Dr. Mehmet Oz, and it is entitled "Sex on the Brain."
Get some lights on in here.
In the AARP magazine, may I remind you?
This is in the
Maxim.
Why don't we get a Cosmopolitan?
Oh shit.
Next time.
Sex on the Brain by Dr. Mehmet.
Wait. We can't get sued or something by Mehmet or whatever her name is, can we?
Feel your best.
I don't think so.
Is what it says next to his name.
She won't hear it anyway.
Or her
name.
She won't hear it.
That's a dude.
I think so.
Yeah, they won't sue
it's Dr. Oz, guys.
Who the hell is he?
Oh, you're right.
He's on Oprah.
I thought his name was Dr. Mehmet, not Dr. Mehmet Oz.
His name is Mehmet?
That's fucking weird. Anyway,
it sucks to be him.
He looks like he's a
Jew. Maybe it's his middle name.
I don't know.
It's his first name.
Mohammed.
Anyways.
No Reed. One is immune to stress, including me.
Groan.
For my television show, I participated in a stress experiment by wearing a portable device that monitored my heart rate, respiratory rate, and skin temperature
what
for
does that
24
look like?
Hours.
What?
Well,
I'll put one on you sometime.
Okay.
I'll put one on you sometime.
You'll see. Even after 2 years of hosting my own show and 2 decades of performing heart surgery, I learned I still experience
Dr. Oz doesn't even look that
game
old.
Jitters. My adrenaline starts to pump, causing my heart
jitters.
To race before it returns to baseline. Periods of brief stress like this are normal, but chronic stress takes a toll on the body. There's the rush of adrenaline that never quite turns off.
I did not see this
leading to
pornographic.
I have a question.
Well, graphic. I guess AARP is a porn
idea.
Are they having sex on a brain?
Oh, no, it says sex on the brain.
That's what
so
it looks
I think
like.
I think it's like sex on the beach. But like
and what is
on
stress
a brain, a little bit more
sex in a brain.
But a little more okay. I
get to the sex.
Post haste. Good sir.
There's that rush of adrenaline that never quite turns off, leading to an overproduction of another stress hormone.
Semen?
Wow.
Brandon
and I synced up
there. Did I just skip something? Like, I thought this is where I was. I thought I went back.
No, keep going.
Keep going here.
I've seen firsthand how excess cortisol places...
Excess.
How excess...
I was confused too. Wrong is too concentrated on sex to read this article.
Places a massive strain on the heart. Now scientists are learning how cortisol affects the brain too. Researchers recently discovered that the hippocampus... An area of the brain...
Hippocampus?
I don't know how to speak brain words.
I thought it was funny.
An area of the brain that helps you respond to anxiety-filled situations appears uniquely susceptible to the negative effects of cortisol. Excess cortisol, they suspect, may suppress neurogenesis.
You know what Rone needs in the background? AJ, you and I are going to have to be those church ladies who, like, repeat everything that he says and jazzes it up with a tambourine and stuff.
I have a fucking tambourine. Nice. The brain's ability to create and support new brain cells.
Brain cells!
And that's not good for anyone.
Not good!
This is over 50.
Over 50,000!
Yeah,
So how can you turn off your cortisol?
Cortisol.
Two. key stress fighters are exercise and sex.
Gotta fight that stress!
Sex, man!
While exercise
increases
cortisol in the short term, over time it decreases anxiety and boosts neurogenesis.
Neurogenesis!
Likely by improving
That's
blood
part
circulation
of the Bible, I'll let you know.
To Genesis. The brain.
The brain!
The brain.
Even more in trouble, the brain cells created during exercise may be more resilient against future episodes of stress. Sex.
Sex!
wait.
I gotta have some
sex. Did it just go from stress, sex, like right there?
Well, next paragraph.
Sexual
it's
stressors.
Next paragraph.
Oh, okay.
Sex,
sex
seems
in its own paragraph?
Yes. Sex seems to have
sex
too much.
Especially because, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about people over 50.
Sex
this
seems.
AARP magazine.
Sex seems to have similar benefits. In a recent animal study, a single sexual experience caused a short-term surge of cortisol. Just as exercise does.
How does the animal accurately reflect my sexual cortisol?
Maybe it did. AJ, you don't have any sexual cortisol.
You're an animal.
We're animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Like, you're an
animal. What, just like dogs? I'm not fucking dog. Maybe I make cortisones different.
No, it's basically
or whatever.
Saying,
I haven't been paying attention.
When they're fucking, they have adrenaline.
You...
Whatever it is.
Okay.
You are an animal, too.
What
I forget that you're
what,
like
I
a part of
that,
nature.
But... They're saying animal testing, so I assume they're making dogs.
I
each
think
other.
The puzzle know, piece that you're dreaming. Missing here is that this is written by Dr. Oz.
Oh,
and he's
oh,
smarter
the
than
God
you.
Of
and
all
the man knows Oprah.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that mug.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Yeah, he knows Oprah. I'm fucked now.
You're wrong, no matter what.
He's sitting up in that tower eating caviar with Big O, like.
Big O as in like when she was fat or like now
or the anime.
She's just
it's
big.
A different woman.
I just imagine Big O's tower.
Hold on.
I imagine the anime. I was like, that's a sweet anime.
But,
Big O.
Big O. Big O.
Big O.
But multiply sexual experiences.
Multiply sexual experiences.
I mean,
Oprah. Fat Oprah stayed. She never lost weight. It was actually a different Oprah. And the Oprah Tower only exists because they keep her in there. That's why they have, like, everything you could need to live. She just, like, exists in her own tower world.
Wait, dude.
Like Rapunzel.
Are there, like
Rapunzel.
Five different Oprahs?
There's, yes. There's many different
the,
Oprahs. I mean,
like
they have
the
80s
Oprah.
From...
She looks fucking... Doesn't even look like Oprah.
Because it's not. It's because it's not.
It's different Oprah.
No, the 80s Oprah is Oprah. The rest of them...
That's the real Oprah. The rest of the Oprahs are just made up Oprahs.
But multiple.
Which one does Dr. Oz know then?
The third one.
Do they keep this a secret from him? Is this like a sitcom then, or is it? Do they
just
like let
a,
him know? Like,
no,
hey,
what happens
by the way,
Dr. Oz meets the other Dr.
Oz is the only key to the bottom door of the O Tower.
How nice, loose.
The O Tower really doesn't sound like it should be like Oprah's place.
Sounds like
the
a pain
tower.
The place
the
for
O-tower,
sexual acts.
I guess
the Harpo
very nasty
tower.
Ones.
Harpo.
But multiple sexual experiences, daily, over 2 weeks, reduce the release of cortisol.
And will make you die.
increased neurogenesis.
So don't do that, kids.
And decreased anxiety-like behavior.
So
what he's saying is, if you're under stress, just have tons of sex. And nothing bad will ever happen.
That's
to
right.
You.
Maybe do some drugs. And
have
sex.
Yeah, damn,
everyone fix everything. Thank you, Dr. Oz. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, wait, he's not done yet, I don't think.
You're not done yet?
No.
Oh, holy like shit, paragraph. How much does this guy write?
So look.
Like $2.
Finish this off, man.
So look for small.
Finish it off.
So look for small, but. Stop.
I'm sorry.
AJ was making the gesture that he was jacking off the floor.
Well,
I was saying
normally
large imaginary penis.
It's so huge.
Okay,
so look for small but consistent ways to reduce stress. I wouldn't miss my morning yoga session for
instance. Oh, this is more
yoga.
That's
session.
What we all wanted to hear about.
I would miss my morning jerk off session.
Yoga. We're talking about yoga.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Even
yeah.
If I'm married, I just fucking jerk off.
Yeah. Dr. Oz.
Just jerk off.
Is Dr. Oz married?
Well, he talks about sex a lot.
He has a hand. I watched
Well, actually,
he talks about sex a lot, so he's not married.
He's in fact never had sex.
Just
had sex.
He just does tests on it.
Just seven.
He just talks like he knows what it feels
Dylan's
like.
Dylan's got one more part of a paragraph, yeah?
Just 7 minutes of exercise.
Exercise.
Is it
sexercise?
To start the day.
If he meant sexercise, he would have said it.
That's true. I would have said it.
Leaving the night free for romance.
Ooh,
oh, sex. Shit!
I romance see. Equals sex.
Get some!
Is a small...
What
is a small investment that yields a very healthy payment.
Wait, that's what sex is?
Damn, we're almost
Isn't
done.
Sex going to be a big investment since you are going to have a child?
I think he was talking about the yoga.
Oh.
No, he was talking about his morning jerk-off sessions.
I believe
that. Before work. If you impregnate a woman.
Before work?
Yeah.
That's a big investment. You got to invest a lot of money.
That is.
That's why they make birth control.
That's why they make Dr. Oz.
And abortions. Fucking you, woman.
Dr. Carr.
Oh my god.
Dr. Oz, you want my kid? Yeah, sure.
55:22. That's where we're at right now. We got like 4 minutes to go.
Wow, we didn't have like that much dead air for once.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have it. You jinxed it. Thank you.
Sex is an interesting topic.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Sex is a fascinating fucking topic.
I know. Now you can't even think of anything to say.
I can name all sorts of
things.
I don't think you can think.
Blubber, nitwick, I would. Fuck. I would fucking nitwick.
Of course you would. Anyways,
that's why
that didn't
right?
go anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Hang on, guys. Can we test the level real quick?
Actually, fuck everybody.
Shh.
Good.
I'm just gonna talk from this side right here. I have to be very loud to be on the same level as you directly in front of it. Hopefully I won't be too much quieter for the rest of this previous parts of the podcast.
Yeah, me either.
What is that look you're giving me?
I don't know.
We should have put the loudest
people on the side. He's trying to stare me down.
Okay, so next time, like, Adam on one of the sides for sure.
We need more stem music. Adam on that side.
Yep.
Hey.
Behind the microphone.
Behind
is where Marco's pointing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a
in
TV show
behind
the microphone.
Behind the microphone. That would be the reality, or no, not the reality TV show. That would
NPR
be a documentary about our lives.
Yes, yes.
Be fascinating documentary.
What's the guy who does the actor's studio or whatever? Where talks to actors. I can't think of the, it's not the actual name of the show. It's like, this guy sits down, talks to an actor, and then they like teach these acting students. I'm trying to think of what it's called. He could host the show.
I have no idea.
I can't think of the show.
And I wasn't listening.
He's a really old dude.
It never worked.
That's not really specific enough, though.
Old guy on television works with actors.
Oh,
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Whose power up card is this?
It's mine.
Did I tell you that I have like 500 points of power up on my, or 500 points on my power up card, and I've never purchased anything and scanned that? Yeah, I used Kongregate. Because GameStop bought the website Kongregate, and if you
play Flash games, then you earn points for.
Oh, really? Nice. I should do.
What can
how much is 500 points?
Yeah, what can you do?
I don't actually.
That's
know.
Like spending.
Maybe Brandon can help.
500
points is like nothing.
That isn't that like how much points do you get per dollar? 10. So it's
well,
like
that's
spending
for
$50.
That's for new games.
I was gonna say that's $50.
Really? Because that was like an hour.
But the in point wise, it means nothing because you need a bunch of points
to
make
like 10,000 for
anything cool. Like for $5 off, spend 2,000 points.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
I don't remember. I never check.
Wait.
I just spend money there and then wait till it accumulates.
They'll let you know when you can do something.
I don't know. 500 points is like an hour spent on Flash games, though. So
that's not too much, though. That's decent way to make points. Maybe I'll have to do that. Save.
Oh,
bucks.
We're about to run out of time.
No, but I never wanted to.
We have about a half a minute left.
Oh,
we
fuck
have so
you,
much
half
to
a
do.
Pretty
we have so much to talk about.
Well, yeah, we had to talk about.
I gotta
yeah,
sign
people
this
sex,
guys.
Just
hey, we'll talk about it next time, okay?
Alright,
we're
just gonna get sex one just next time.
Hey, people, write in about your sexual problems and we'll exploit them on air.
I would love to do that. I will not read your name. In fact, I don't care about your name. So,
yeah.
I don't care who you
based
are.
Based on your
no,
sexual
I don't
experience!
Shit. So, I'm gonna sign this out. Thanks for listening to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. If you want to, write in at dukeofzombies@hotmail.com. I really should make us a fucking email account.
Oh,
I'll get around
to it.
I like monetize, though. It fits.
I guess, kind of. That's my personal email.
You shouldn't have told them that.
Send me your address and I will come right to you.
I don't know. We got a few seconds left.
The game.
No fun.
You guys still play that?
Why do you play that game?
I don't play.
I don't play.
Because it's fun to make other people lose. We're done.
Good match.